Tens of thousands of people turned out in the eastern city of Camagüey to hear a speech by Raúl Castro marking one of the key dates on Cuba's calendar. Many supporters wore red shirts and waved the national flag, or the red and black flag that symbolizes the July 26 revolutionary movement. The date marks a failed attack led by Raúl and his brother Fidel against the Moncada army barracks in the eastern city of Santiago. Many rebels died in the botched uprising, and Fidel Castro was later captured and jailed. The attack, however, boosted Fidel's profile across the island and helped propel the revolutionary movement that toppled dictator Fulgencio Batista in 1959. Earlier this week, Cuban officials said Fidel Castro, who will turn 81 next month, would not appear at the annual celebrations, which he has led for decades. He has not been seen in public since undergoing stomach surgery nearly a year ago. In his speech Thursday, Raúl Castro criticized the United States for what he calls its failed and illegal policies against Cuba. He said Cuba will be watching U.S. presidential elections next year to see if a new administration will be open to dialogue with the Cuban government. The 76-year-old Army general said Cuba suffered a serious blow when his brother fell ill, but that the country never descended into the chaos Washington had predicted.
Las próximas elecciones del poder popular.
He said upcoming elections will be a new opportunity to show the force of Cuba's true democracy. Cuba is to begin one-party elections in October to select delegates who will later cast ballots for the government's top two posts, which are currently held by Fidel Castro. Analysts say it may be a key opportunity for top officials to confirm that after 48 years in power, Fidel Castro is no longer in charge. In Miami, many Cubans who sought to escape the Castro regime say there is little difference between Fidel and Raúl.
Fidel lo que tiene en mente, tiene cerebro.
One exile, Jesus, said Fidel has always provided the intellectual leadership of the revolution, but Raúl can no longer rely on that because Fidel's health has declined. Many Cuban exiles say that difficult conditions persist under Raúl Castro, adding that little will change on the island until the communist government falls. Brian Wagner, VOA News, Miami.